The new Republican-dominated coalition that's taken over the Washington State Senate could diminish the power of the state's longtime Democratic Speaker of the House. At least that's the view of a former Republican governor who once led a similar political takeover. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
In 1963, a young Republican, Dan Evans, was at the center of a coup in the Washington State House. Minority Republicans and a group of breakaway Democrats joined forces on the first day of the legislative session to seize control.
It was a real shock to most of the Democrats, and everybody predicted it would fall apart. And it didn't. We succeeded very, very well during that session.
Evans predicts the new Senate leadership will enjoy a similar success in 2013, even with its one-vote majority. Ultimately, former Governor Evans says this shift in the Senate may force the powerful Speaker of the House, Frank Chop, to compromise to a degree he hasn't had to before.
The House of Representatives doesn't run the state. The Speaker is not an alternate governor.
In a statement responding to Evans' comments, Chop says, "I respect Governor Evans' decades of service," but goes on to say, "A lot has changed in the 50 years since Evans was in the legislature." I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.